In the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 25 through 31, we read the words of Samson, "O Sovereign Lord, remember me." Those words are also the title of Brother David Johnson's sermon on this Words of Life program. Our broadcasts are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to share the great gospel message. We are thankful that you are listening. First, we worship our Lord with song.
I sing the mighty power of God that makes the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. Thou God art present there.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say,
the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us.
Give thanks.
Lord, we come before you in prayer. We thank you for listening to us and for blessing us with salvation. Be with each of our listeners and meet their spiritual, health, and personal needs. Please also be with the ones who are sharing the great gospel message. Make your presence known to each who faces persecution. And Lord, your word promises that when Jesus calls us home, we need to be ready for him. Please help us to be mindful of this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present a sermon entitled, O Sovereign Lord, Remember Me.
It's wonderful to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, O Sovereign Lord, Remember Me. And our text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 25 through 31. Please listen to the Word of God. While they were in high spirits, they shouted, Bring out Samson to entertain us. So they called Samson out of prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them. Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, O Sovereign Lord, remember me. O God, please strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson reached toward two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all of his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than when he lived. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to get him. They brought him back and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had led Israel 20 years. This is the word of God. May he add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Witnesses over centuries have revealed some famous last words of conspicuous human history. For example, Sir Winston Churchill's last words, reportedly after slipping into a coma, before slipping into a coma, he reportedly stated, I'm bored with it all. Louise, Queen of Prussia, that's with a P, Queen of Prussia, who died in 1820, said, quote, I am queen, but I have not the power to move my arms, end quote. The writer-poet Edgar Allan Poe, who died in 1849, said, quote, Lord, help my poor soul, end quote. At his death, John Wesley, the father of Methodism, said, quote, The best of all is God is with us, end quote. John Calvin, church reformer, stated, quote, Thou, Lord, bruisest me, but I am abundantly satisfied, since it is from thy hand, end quote. Catherine Booth, wife of the general of the Salvation Army, said, quote, The waters are rising, but so am I. I am not going under, but over. Do not be concerned about dying. Go on living well. The dying will be right, end quote. Joan of Arc, abandoned by many at her death, stated, quote, It is better to be alone with God. His friendship will not fail me, nor his counsel, nor his love. In his strength I will dare and dare and dare until I die. End quote. The church reformer John Huss was burned alive at the stake in 1415 As the flames reached him, he sang, quote, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, have mercy on me, end quote. Death indeed is a dark subject for most. Yet Scripture sheds light for the believer. For example, Psalm 116 and verse 15 is well known. It says, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. We should know that all believers, that is, all the saints, are precious to God. He sovereignly chooses the time when they will be called into his presence. The story of Samson in the book of Judges raises many questions. How could a man of tremendous potential fail in so many ways? Did Samson accomplish God's plan for his life? Did Samson commit suicide? Is Samson saved? Can God use a person of weak faith in spite of their many moral failures? Let's look closer at the end of the story and get answers to vexing questions. Judges chapter 16 and verse 25 says in part, They shouted, Bring out Samson to entertain us. So they called Samson out of prison. Samson was the leader of Israel. Israel's enemy, the Philistines, had seized Samson, gouged out his eyes, and bound him with bronze shackles, according to Judges chapter 16 and verse 21. So then, for their sadistic entertainment, they wanted to see him blindly grope around to heap further humiliation upon him. Verse 26 says in part, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them. Normally, the gloating Philistines would not have let the mighty Samson near those pillars, but a blind, weakened Samson was no threat to them, or so they believed. Although no Philistine temple to the pagan god Dagon has been discovered in Gaza, excavations where they were reportedly settled. However, in the region, archaeologists have found a large building which illuminates details of our text. The roof and upper story of a temple-like structure were supported by two cedar pillars, slightly more than 3 yards apart. Verse 27. Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there. And on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. So there were perhaps as many in the temple or more than the 3,000 on the balcony roof, presumably there to better see the blind Samson perform for their amusement. So very likely, there were 5,000 to 10,000, including all their rulers. While Samson could not see how many taunting Philistines were present, he certainly could hear the roar of their laughter and their ridicule. Samson, however, planned not to be their entertainer, but instead their executioner, the Lord willing. Verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, O sovereign Lord, remember me. O God, please strengthen me just once more and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Let's break down this obviously emotional, petitionary prayer and its implications. In Samson's past, he had often acted independently of God. Now remember, Samson was a believer in the one true God of Israel. He was a judge, at that time, the leader of Israel. His downfall wasn't so much faith, it was disobedience. Worse, it was a puffed-up pride in his own physical strength, of course, God-given physical strength, and abilities to conquer his enemies and get what he wanted. Because of Samson's disobedience and gross immorality, he suffered the consequences of his many sins. as we all do, suffer the consequences of our sins. God allowed him to be brought down low. This in spite of Samson's tremendous potential. For he was, quote, set apart to God from birth, end of quote, Judges 13 and verse 5. And, quote, the Lord blessed him, Judges 13 and verse 24. And, quote, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Lord began to stir or move him, Judges 13 verse 25. Yet God also gave Samson free will, which he often abused. But by the end of his life, Samson recognized and acknowledged his complete dependence on God. And so he prayed. While we are alive, it's never too late to pray. Even for those who are most self-absorbed can turn to God. And so he prayed, O Lord, O sovereign Lord. Even a man given incredible physical super strength is not sovereign, is never in full control, never invincible. So Samson turned to the one and only sovereign Lord. Samson also prayed. Some of his last words were, remember me. This is Samson's short prayer of repentance and faith toward finally his Lord, poured out in humility. And obviously, God knows hearts. Do you remember the words of one of the thieves or criminals, malefactors alongside Christ at their crucifixions? Luke chapter 23 and verse 42. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. This anonymous, serious lawbreaker, or he wouldn't have been sentenced to crucifixion, made it personal. Remember me, as did Samson thousands of years earlier. Was Samson forgiven? Is he saved? Can we say for sure one way or the other? Consider the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, which is regarded as a sterling account of the faithful Old Testament believers, the Old Testament saints of God. This chapter has been referred to as, quote, the Saints' Hall of Fame, or, quote, the honor roll of Old Testament saints, or the heroes of the faith. It could also be the Hall of Salvage. Listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 34, which says, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. And Samson is included. Many of these men of faith had committed shocking sin, but they repented and put their faith in God, the one true God of Israel and of every nation. Samson was redeemed only through his brokenness, when tragedy became triumph and self-gratification became self-sacrifice. This listing in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews speaks of volumes of the grace of God. None of these people deserved what God was willing to give them and bless them and save them. But it was the grace of God, undeserved favor, that was extended to each of them. Just as the grace of God is extended to anyone who truly repents and believes and obeys. They didn't deserve salvation. None do, in fact. But through genuine faith, God saves only sinners. The self-righteous are never saved. Only sinners who desperately need God's grace, God's favor. We know the rest of the story, but what about where it says in Judges chapter 16 and verse 30, Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Isn't that suicide? Obviously, God answered Samson's prayer affirmatively, giving him renewed super strength to bring that pagan temple crashing down, killing thousands of idol worshipers, the enemies, the arch enemies at the time of Israel. But consider Samson's circumstances. It was wartime. Samson was Israel's leader judge, according to Judges chapter 16 and verse 31. He was not committing suicide, but instead God's instrument in bringing his judgment, God's judgment, on the enemies of Israel. And Samson was willing to leave his own life or death to God. Is a soldier or a sailor or an airman today in wartime who gives his life, if need be, to defeat the enemy, is that suicidal or is it a hero? But wait a minute. That ending of Samson doesn't fit with set apart to God from birth and blessed and stirred by the Spirit of God. It seems to be a failure of God's plan and purpose for Samson. Know this, dear listener. God's plan and God's purpose never, ever fails for anyone. Samson's life proves that God gives free will, choice to each one to live out our lives, his life and our lives. And we live by the consequences, good or bad. Now carefully note the last phrase of Judges chapter 13 and verse 5, which says, "And he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines." Of course, God already knew the whole life of Samson and how exactly it would unfold and end. Our sovereign Lord was in complete control all the way to the end, just as he is today. God could still work in Samson's circumstances, so God can certainly make our lives worthwhile if we will only trust him, no matter the circumstances. And all Scripture is accurate, inspired of God, God-breathed. Thank God for his sovereignty, but especially thank God for his grace.
Oh.
Brother Johnson's sermon shared with us a great opportunity for salvation. We pray that you are a Christian. If you are not, please understand that you must first believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The Bible also shows us that believers are to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you with this information about this or making your decision, please contact us. For a free CD of this and next week's program, request CD number 2335. That's 2335. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.